T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, John Barchard in for Richie today, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning, following up on a 76ers impressive Game 3 victory last night in Brooklyn. Ben Simmons, absolutely awesome. One of the great games he has played now in his 2 seasons of playing for the 76ers. And he did it on an important stage last night in the postseason. We'll talk about that. Of course, the Phils lose. That game went late last night out in Colorado, but the Phillies do, in fact, lose. The NFL draft is coming up. It's now in 6 days. We got a lot to hit today. We'll do so with you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines. Let's react to everything that went down yesterday. There's a lot that happened. Again, 888-729-9494. Barchard in for Richie today. One more day. Johnny Barch.
Joe, did you know that dueling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors?
Wow, that is...
And I think,
a weird
honestly,
qualification, yes. But yes.
If you're a blood donor, you can duel, and frankly, I support that.
Wow. Now, would Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr have qualified?
I don't think it was a thing back then.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know if they had registered blood donors back then.
They were concerned, though, about the law. They went across the river.
That's
yeah, they
true.
Did.
So
they
we
did.
Follow the law to do it. It's a good point.
They left New York to go to Jersey for that. All right, let's get to it. 888-729-9494. There is a lot to get to. Obviously, most notably, the 76ers last night. John, a tremendous performance. In that first quarter, it felt a little shaky,
yep.
Especially in the very beginning. I think the Sixers were down 9-4, something like that. You know, one of the things, all 4 of the main players in the absence of Embiid, because the Sixers really have a main 5. You know, some say they got a main 4. Well, they really have a main 5 because of Redick. And so you got no Embiid. The main 4, I thought, all played plus games. Simmons, Butler, Harris, Redick, all were above their average. I'm not talking about scoring, although in many cases they were. I'm just talking about overall performance. But Ben Simmons last night, John, was the headliner.
That's Hall of Fame stuff.
He was phenomenal. My God.
You ask for him to take over a game that's been basically brewing for the last 10 games. Jared Dudley adding a little fuel to the fire. By the way, 17 minutes, 1 point.
It was terrible.
I think 0 points, actually.
Oh, was it 0 points?
So.
And 1 assist or something like that? It was a terrible stat line. Whatever it takes. You need the blowtorch under your butt, as Ben Hill was saying as we were coming in here. I will take it. I need that Ben Simmons all the time, and especially, boy, oh, boy, if Greg Monroe is going to start the first 7 minutes of every ball game, you're going to need Ben Simmons to go and do that. But just an outstanding performance from top to bottom,
yeah.
From everybody. I thought Tobias Harris was the second most impressive last night, too. 6 for 6 last night, which I think is the 4th time in playoff NBA history that somebody's been perfect with 6 or more shots.
Three-pointers,
yes. Yep. And he needed that, too. And that was not talked about enough, I think, just throughout the end of the season and the way they got into the playoffs. Everything clicked, except for that. Boy, did I miss Nerlens Noel last night, though.
What am I missing?
Like, you just think of all of the centers that have gone through the Sixers since 2013, and you're going, like, you can't find one just point of attack.
Well, Boban was all right.
Boban was fantastic last night. I'm just saying, you know, a somewhat of a you can't start Boban. I guess you can't really start Greg Monroe either.
No, and Boban was a foul machine last night. But, all right, look, we want to hear from you. It's been obviously a contentious time from a conversation standpoint regarding Ben Simmons in particular. And last night he really answered the bell. It was one of the great performances we've seen. He was in attack mode. He maintained that throughout. He was focused. He was dialed in. And, you know, you mentioned Hall of Fame, John, and it's obviously the kind of performance that's a reminder that he really should make the Hall of Fame, you know, and that he has that in his arsenal as far as bag of tricks that he can do. And for me, with Ben Simmons, it's a mentality thing. It's like when he is in attack mode, when he's not playing scared, when someone's lit a fire under his you-know-what, or he's self-motivating starter, whichever it is, and it's hard to know game by game which it is.
Yeah.
But last night, he answered the bell in a big way, and they needed him without Embiid. I mean, they really
desperately needed
because
him.
Let's not forget, guys, Joel Embiid didn't play in that game. Let's also not forget, three games into this postseason now, he's had a game where he looked physically horrible, still performed decent, but was not nearly the player he should be in game one because of the physical limitations. Game two, he was much better, looked physically better. They won that game. Game three, Embiid couldn't play. So, like, not a great start from a big picture standpoint for Embiid with the team in the postseason. Simmons last night, magnificent. And look, we'll take your reaction, obviously, to what you saw. 888-729-9494. Do you feel a little bit calmed down here on the 76ers? Have they kind of gotten on a good footing now where you feel a lot more confidence moving forward? John, where do you stand on that?
Man, that's a tough question. I think they absolutely needed that because of what was, you know, essentially everybody was criticizing them for. I mean, yes, they deserved a lot of that as well, but just like I told you yesterday.
They absolutely deserved
the
criticism.
Yeah, and there's a lot of valid stuff, but there was a lot of unvalid stuff there. And I think especially surrounding Simmons and the rest of this team, Brett Brown pretty much every other single day, I actually thought that was he coached really well and put guys in the right spots. And I do think that this is a momentum driver. You know, and they need Joel Embiid. Don't make no mistake about it. This team is only going to go as far as that guy is healthy. But they absolutely needed that, and I think this is momentum. And I think you should be excited about, okay, I know that it's just the Nets, but we are all thinking or at least thought for a moment, man, could they really lose this series? And they've dominated for the last two games.
Last game and a half,
yeah. Sure, if you want to call it.
Seriously.
Two really dominant third quarters. Yep. I think we can agree on that. And this is going to propel them, I would think, to, you know, play a lot better in the second round of what we were used to last year. This is what you needed to see from Ben Simmons, and you can't – hopefully he doesn't shy away from it. But I think this is an absolute momentum driver for
them. All right, 888-729-9494. Sixers out of the woods, to me, it's still a no. Now, look, for this round, yeah, they're gonna get, you know, it looks like through this round. It's what we expected that they would do. It's certainly what they should do. I mean, come on, guys. Let's be real about this here. Let's not go too far in. I mean, yes, guys, I'm not saying don't be happy. Be happy. They won a game last night. First 5 minutes of that game, it looked scary. I thought, oh, my God, you find out the news right before the game, Embiid's not playing. Like, what the hell? They played fantastic last night in the absence of Embiid. And Simmons, again, especially as a headliner, was magnificent. However, slow it down a bit from this standpoint. That was the Nets. Okay? The Nets stink.
Oh, you're going to be that guy today.
No. Hold on, John. Tell me the Nets don't stink. Because
no, they do. They do stink. They've got two and a half good players.
I would say three. They got three guards, right? I mean, they've got the three guards. They've got D'Angelo Russell, Caris LeVert, and Spencer Dinwiddie. They've got nobody else. They have no front court. They should just play 2-on-5.
Yeah.
Because whichever two guards are out there are the only two. They got no forwards. They got no centers. They got nothing. So do I expect, even in the absence of Embiid, for Butler, Redick, Simmons, and Harris to beat the Nets? I do. Thankfully, they did, but I expect the Sixers to win a game like that. The Nets are very limited. I thought D'Angelo Russell played really poor. I know he ended up pumping in a decent amount of points by the end of that game, but he missed a hell of a lot of shots, especially in the first and second quarter of that game last night. When the Nets had a shot to really kind of inflict some damage on the Sixers, when the Sixers were kind of shaky there for a bit, and Russell was missing shot after shot after shot after shot. Embiid didn't play. That's not noteworthy. That could still come around again, all right, for sure. You got a Nets team with three players. They stink. And by the way, I'm not sure, and I'm not, I don't know, but my antenna's up to this reality. Ben Simmons might play best without Embiid. And that's not ideal. Because this team, and you said it, and you're right, John, this team, the only chance to get to the finals, the only chance to really rattle cages is with Embiid. Got to have him. I watch a game like that last night, and I think about Simmons and Embiid, and I say, Simmons seems better sometimes Maybe even oftentimes without Embiid.
Well, and that's, I don't think that's.
And that's concerning.
I don't think that's unfair, but I don't think it's that's a concern.
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure, but I wonder about it.
You can do, he can do more when Embiid's not there because he's not, he can play off ball. He doesn't have to play point. You're trying to sandwich all these things in together too, right? So you have, you know, Butler's played the point at some points. I thought, what was it? Tobias was up there a lot too and able to kind of, you know, maneuver Ben wherever he kind of wants to go. It was more of a free, it's more of his skill set. I mean, you can say what you ever want about him being in half court and the game slowing down, but transitionally and being able to, you know, even the major fake out and the huge dunk, that highlight dunk, that's part of what you're able to do there.
Seltzer, Sixers out of the woods?
No, look, Joel Embiid didn't play last night. I mean, that is, for me, the biggest takeaway from last night. I loved what I saw from Ben. I totally agree with everything you're saying. He was outstanding last night and did what he had to do with Embiid out. But this team is not winning the NBA championship or getting to the NBA finals without Joel Embiid. And the fact that Embiid couldn't go last night in a 1-1 game on the road that they had to have, that scared me.
But if the Nets really truly stink, then guys, then why do they need Embiid? I mean, I don't think that's, I would rather have him rest the rest of the series and just these four and whoever you want to start at center.
Listen, you can consider that. You're taking a risk. Because here's the thing. I'll go back to what I said right out of the gate. It was a plus performance by the other four main Sixers. Simmons above average, Butler above average. He finished with 16 points, but he was a stabilizing influence. When they needed him, I thought, especially in the first half, Butler was really steady last night. Tobias was obviously above average. Redick was above average. But you're not going to get that every game. So to your point, like, just sit Embiid, if that's what you're saying.
But why wouldn't you get that? I mean, they've already shown that in two games that they can take care of business and play it above. Someone's going to play above average.
Listen, you can consider that. It's a risk, though, because why won't you get that? Because you're not going to get that every game. There's a reason it's an above average game, because it's above your norm. I mean, I don't expect Simmons to play like that every night. I sure don't expect Redick to play. Listen, I had no doubt, and I said this even after game one, I had no doubt that J.J. Redick was going to have a game in this series where he goes off. There's no question it was going to happen because it's going to be a 5-6, God forbid, a 7-game series if the Nets were to really push the Sixers. Redick was going to go off. He's maybe going to happen 2 or 3 times. But there's going to be defensive issues. They were able to basically find a way for that not to happen last night. But they're not out of the woods as far as Redick's defense. They're not out, they're not out of the woods as far as Harris. While he was assertive last night and effective with his shot, my God, we've seen games where he's not. I mean, we've seen that. They're not out of the woods on that front.
So they're not out of the woods with the Nets, or they're not out of the woods in confidence level?
I'm talking the big picture. They're going to beat the Nets. My point is beating the Nets, and guys, I don't want anyone to misconstrue. I'm happy they did. It was a fantastic. They did exactly what they needed to do last night.
And it still didn't impress you enough.
No, it impressed me. My point is let's not go crazy and be like, celebratory mode. Like, they are supposed to beat the Nets.
Of course they are.
All right.
But you can't sit here and kill them after they've had a terrible game the article and everything else that's surrounding this team. I don't know. I think that's off.
Speaking of that article, we'll get into something from that also. Take your reaction. What do you make of it? The 76ers last night, what stood out to you? By the way, if you were in Brooklyn, and there were certainly a couple thousand Sixers fans, if you're hearing us right now, we'd love to hear from you what it was like inside that arena last night. And obviously what you saw for those that watched it on TV with that Sixers performance last night. Look, anytime you get a playoff win, it's a great thing. Sixers got it last night. 888-729-9494. Phil's lost late in Colorado. We'll discuss that and the NFL draft in 6 days. Joe DeCamera, John Barchard, he's in for Richie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.